after all the controversy over water meters down here in the south, let's hear more about what's happening in Northern Ireland, where the Irish News reported today 35,000 water meters have already been installed. Brendan Hughes is the journalist with the Irish News who has the story. You've no water charges in Northern Ireland, as far as I understand it, Brendan Hughes. So why have all these water meters been installed?
Well, that's right, Anya. There's no water charges for domestic properties currently in Northern Ireland. There are only water charges for non-domestic customers, so essentially, you know, commercial buildings are charged for water. But it seems that the reason why these meters have been installed is legislation introduced in 2007 made it a requirement that Northern Ireland Water, the body which deals with this, it was a requirement for them to install meters on all properties, including domestic properties, that are newly connected to the water and sewage supply. So that has resulted in, since 2007, when this came into place, thousands of homes every year being given water meters, so that essentially in the future their water that they use could be measured.
So the fact that this metering infrastructure is being put in place, that's a sign that if the meters are there, the charges must follow. Is that the interpretation?
Well, that is the interpretation by some people who have been looking at these figures. The parties up here generally have been very opposed to water charges, and in the current programme for government, they have made a commitment that they will not introduce water charges in the north until, I believe, 2016. But for some of the opposing assembly members, this has the water meters has been taken as a signal that further down the line, water charges is something that may be considered. Stormont is currently, you know, dealing with some financial pressures at the moment, and there are fears that as these pressures continue to bite, water charges may be something that the executive looks to for extra revenue.
Brendan Hughes of the Irish News, thank you very much indeed for that.